everyone. This is Klaatu. I'm in the final leg of Ohio Linux Fest. Just had breakfast, and I'm sitting here sipping coffee with Dewick, who is someone I know from IRC, now I know in real life as well. How you doing, Dewick?
Good. I'm doing good.
Cool. So you are, as it turns out, a math like teacher or something, or just a mathematician?
I'm a professor, associate professor of mathematics, yeah.
Okay, cool. And you have a lot of math software that you use on Linux, I guess.
That's kind of what I've been doing lately. A couple of programs, open source programs, that kind of replacements for some really serious proprietary packages I've been looking at.
Really? So, first of all, math on a computer to me is a calculator. What exactly are you talking about?
Okay, the most serious packages are what are called computer algebra systems. Mathematica. Have you heard of Wolfram?
Wolfram Alpha.
Yeah.
Steve. I forget his first name, but he developed Mathematica. It's a computer algebra system. It does calculus. It does symbolic algebra. It does all kinds of everything.
Wow.
Maple is another similar program. We have a license for Maple at our university. 25 user license costs $4,000 to $5,000. These are high powered programs.
Okay.
MATLAB's kind of similar. But the one I've been looking at is called Sage. A mathematician at University of Washington has developed it, and their mission statement is to become an open source replacement for Mathematica, MATLAB, and Maple.
Wow! So this is the University of Washington is the same people who did Pine and Pico,
okay.
I believe, unless I'm mistaken. So you go into these into this package or whatever, and you choose what kind of discipline you're going to be doing, and then you pose your question basically, or is it more of a helper application, like, oh, I see you want to do calculus, you know?
It's actually, the Sage is written in Python.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, what he did. There's a whole bunch of open source packages out there that've been around forever that do specialized mathematics.
Okay.
And he took all of those and sort of packaged them together with Python.
Nice.
With a Python interface.
Okay.
So you got to go in. You got to do a little coding and tell it essentially what you wanted to do.
Wow.
If you wanted to do some calculus or number theory or whatever.
Wow.
The interface. Well, there's two interfaces, but the one that the easiest to use is a web interface. You use a browser. And they actually have servers that you can just go to, and they have free servers, so you can just run it right off the web.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so as a video editor, you know, I get two tapes of footage, and someone says, here, Klaatu, edit this together to make it look like, you know, the wedding was a lot of fun. And I go do it. How do you know, I mean, like, someone come to you and say, here, Dewick, here's a bunch of numbers, put them together to make a curve, whatever. I mean, how do you know what's the workflow, I guess?
How do I use it?
Yeah.
The guy developed it as a research tool. He's a number theorist, because it's really powerful, but it's also got some great graphics. Excuse me. The way I've been using it recently is in class. I do demos, or I write labs for my students to do, where I taught a numerical analysis class, which is a real computationally intensive. I said, here, use this package to do the calculations. They took to it pretty well. It was pretty cool.
Is there a one or two sentence thing that you can tell me what number theory is? I've heard the term. I'm fascinated by it. Don't really know the specifics.
No, I'm not a number theorist myself. Study of numbers.
Bizarre stuff. Okay, so the computation side of these things, like, I mean, I know that, I mean, okay, computers are just, I mean, that's what they do. They crunch numbers, right? I know that there was a software that I was using for hardware testing at an old job that would literally, it would just calculate the primes, a certain sequence of primes, and it was 64-bit, and you would run it, and the CPU would get hot, and the temperatures would go right up, just right away. So, this is actually a fairly intensive application to run.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So do you run it on your laptop or your desktop, or
yeah,
do you actually...
I've set up my own server on my laptop. So for personal use, I do. If you use the web server, you could come and run into some problems if you're doing some real heavy stuff. One of my plans next year is to have a dedicated server on campus so that all our students can access it.
That's pretty neat. I mean, it's really cool that you're implementing it in your classroom. You know, I mean, it's like open source in schools. You know,
yeah,
it's happening.
That's all I can do is to sort of get out and pimp it. Because
yeah.
Hopefully, there's another package, which is a little lower level. It's called GeoGebra, and I've used it in some workshops, and it's really cool, too. But hopefully, I'd like to, at some point, be able to contribute to these programs in some way. I used to know Fortran a long time ago, but I don't do any coding now. I have some students who do. So one of my goals is to try and get some students and myself involved. And I have a particular sort of module I'd like to see added to GeoGebra that I've talked to the developers about. And they're sort of halfway there, but I would like to do that in the future, too. So
yeah.
You ask.
No, that's cool. I mean, it's good to try to contribute to the projects that you are using, because that's how most of the stuff gets done, I guess, is, you know, the proverbial scratching your own itch kind of thing. So what distro do you know and love?
Or distros?
I've run Ubuntu on my laptop for a couple years. I've run Debian testing at home for probably 4 or 5 years straight without changing at all. And I've actually just installed Fedora 11 on my laptop as well. I've run that for the last few weeks.
Cool. Yeah, that's neat. I think there's either a math or a science respin of Fedora. I don't know what packages they have, but you know, it exists. I just kind of prefer to make my own respins, I guess. So I don't really usually get prepackaged stuff, but some of those respins are good because they're actually by people who do that kind of stuff.
I did one with Ubuntu, the UCK. You heard of the Ubuntu customization kit?
Yeah.
So I was giving a talk in New Orleans on free and open source software and mathematics and education. Part of that was those things I was telling you about, but other stuff. So I made my own and took it, gave them away. It was ended up being about 2 gigs because I just loaded it with everything.
Yeah.
Put a Sage server on there.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's cool. All right, cool. So what did you think of the festival this year?
Is
this your first?
No, it was my second. I liked last year better. Not a lot of the talks were what I was looking for. I'm sure a lot of people liked them, but
what are you looking for? Math theory?
No. I like the GNOME 3.0. Just something more user oriented, as opposed to IT type stuff.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be
15-minute talks at you last night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, like little lightning talks about topics that just the normal user is going to know about.
Right. Yeah. Just tips or whatever. 15-minute we call them contributed sessions. And you could still have them refereed or whatever and propose them and have somebody sort of sort through the crap.
Yeah. I don't think it would be a bad idea to have a track dedicated to the average user, as I call it, you know, just you and me, who, however much we might want to code, we don't realistically. What we do all day is sit in front of, you know, such and such an environment or an application and do stuff.
Yeah, we might have interesting things to share.
Yeah.
That's what you guys do on your podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Heading out today.
Mm-hmm.
Great meeting you, and thanks for doing the interview.
Cool.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.